Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuflam and Zayin. The Mishnah speaks about Misha Ilo Shnei Tinokos, two cases where there are two babies who need a bris. First case is Echad Lomel Achar Shabbos VeEchad Lomel B'Shabbos, a baby that was born on Sunday and needs a bris on Sunday. A baby was born on Shabbos needs a bris on Shabbos, and the person accidentally mixes up the two babies, gives a milah to the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says everyone agrees, certainly one is chayiv kabron chatas for violating Shabbos by giving a milah to the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Second case, Echad Lomel Barav Shabbos VeEchad Lomel B'Shabbos. You have one baby that's supposed to get a bris on Friday, and the other one is supposed to get a bris on Shabbos, and you mix them up and you give a bris to the Friday baby on Shabbos, that's a case of machlokas. Rabbi Lazar says you chayev achatas because you violated Shabbos, and Rabbi Yeshua says you potter because this is an example of tov b'dvar mitzvah. Person was trying to do a mitzvah, and he in fact did a mitzvah because he gave a bris to a baby that's a kosher bris, it was just a little bit late, so tov b'dvar mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah, he's going to be potter. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda masni potter. Rabbi Yehuda had a very different reading of our Mishnah, and in his version of the Mishnah, everybody agrees in the case of the Friday and Shabbos baby that gets mixed up, that you would definitely be potter, that Rabbi Lazar would never argue in that case. The whole machlokas of Shur Rabbi Lazar is when you mix up the Shabbos and the Sunday baby, and according to our version of the Mishnah, which is Rav Huna's version, and is supported by a brisa in the name of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, everybody agrees that if you didn't do a mitzvah, there's no exemption whatsoever of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. At the end of the day, a mitzvah must have actually been done in order to have the Ptur of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Mishnah, based on the Braisa in the name of Rav Meir, everyone agrees if a mitzvah was actually done, then you're definitely Pater for the Avera, because that's definitely a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. The whole machlokas is when you tried to do a mitzvah and didn't do a mitzvah. Then Rabbi Yeshua would still say you're Pater because Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, but Rabbi Lazar would not say you're Pater in that case. Then we have this third version where Rabbi Chia adds that in the case of a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, if you gave a bris to the Shabbos baby on Friday, and then everyone would agree that you're chayiv, because by the time you were giving the bris to the Friday baby on Shabbos, it was lo nitna Shabbos l'dachas. There was no reason for any violation of Shabbos for that person to have violated Shabbos. So even everyone would agree in that situation that you're chayiv. In a case where he gives a bris to a Sunday baby on Shabbos, well then nitna Shabbos l'dachas. That Shabbos should have been violated rightfully, and even though he got the wrong baby, that's where Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be potter. So that was the first mission. Next mission on the daf, we had kata nima l'shmona l'tisha l'asara l'acharas l'yud beis, a bris when with a healthy baby could sometimes be done on the 8th day, 9th day, 10th day, 11th day, 12th day, depending on if the baby was born ben ashmashos, so you would do the baby you would do the bris the following day, which might turn out to be the 9th day. If it was ben ashmashos or Friday, it would be on Sunday, which would mean that it would be the 10th day. If there was a yantif that fell out Sunday, then the bris would be on Monday, the 11th day. If it was shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah on Sunday and Monday, then it would turn out to be the 12th day. So we always push it off another day based on with the maximum being 12 days. And the Mishnah concludes, katan achola in molin osachi avri. If the baby is sick, then we delay the bris until he is healthy. And the Gemara tells us that chatzas l'chama nosno kol zayin lavroso. From the day the sick infant recovers from his fever, we don't do the bris right away. We wait 7 days from the day he recovers. We start the count again. Wait 7 days and do the bris 7 days later. But the Gemara leaves there as an abayi d'livshita. We're not sure at the end of the day. Do we wait 7 24-hour periods, or we just count 7 days the same we would normally from a birth? And the next Mishnah on the daf tells us, which pieces of skin must be cut in order for the mila to be kosher, and in order for the baby to be able to eat truma if it's a kohen, and which ones do not need to be cut? And the Mishnah adds two more halachos. First of all, that if a child is a bal basar, if he's very fleshy to the point that you can't tell that the foreskin has been removed, the mole has to cut more skin to avoid any issue of marasa ayin. And the Gemara quotes two opinions about whether the entire bris or only part of it needs to be apparent when the aver is hard in order to avoid the need for more cutting. So that's 2 days in the Gemara. Mol v'lo para, the second edition of the Mishnah says, is that mol v'lo para es hamila kilu lo mol. If you did the mila but you didn't do the priya, it's worthless. It's as if there was no mila done at all. And then the parak concludes, the parak of Lazar de Mila concludes by telling us the brachos that one makes on a bris milah. The mohel makes a bracha, asher kishon mitzvot zonu ala milah. The avi aben makes a bracha lachniso briso shel Avram Avinu, which everyone that's there responds to, kashem shenichnas bris, ken yikonis tor l'chupa ulamaisim tovim. And then afterwards, someone is appointed by the avi aben to say a bracha, asher kidash yidid mi beten, or in the case of a ger, asher kishon mitzvot zonu ala milah sagerim, or in the case of an eved kanani, asher kishon mitzvot zonu lamulas ha'avadim. And that's the end of Perek Rablazer Demila. The 20th Perek of the Masechta also begins in today's daf, where it discusses using a strainer on Shabbos, which could involve two potential issues. One is that actually hanging the strainer is like making an Oel Arai, a temporary tent, which is a Toldav Bona. And the second issue is running the wine through the strainer, maybe Borer. It could be an issue of sorting. So Rablazer holds that there's no issue of Borer because it's an unusual way to do Borer. There's no issue of hanging the strainer on Yontif, because he holds you're allowed to make an Oel Arai, even in the very early stages of food preparation. And the Gemara explains that normally Reb Lazar doesn't allow even adding to a temporary Oel on Yontif, but he holds that it's mutter if it's in the very preliminary stages of the food preparation that could have been done before Yontif. On Shabbos, though, the strainer cannot be hung up because that is a problem of making an Oel, but it may be used to filter wine because it's an unusual way of sorting. Reb Lazar holds it's not a borer problem. The Chachamim hold that a person cannot do the melacha in very preliminary food preparations on Yontif, and that straining wine is a violation of borer, meaning that both of these are issues, and therefore, on Yontif, a person cannot hang the strainer because it's a violation of bona in preliminary food preparations. A person can use an already hung strainer since borer is allowed to be done on Yontif. There's no issur of borer on Yontif if you're actually preparing food, but on Shabbos, you can't do either one. You can't hang the strainer, it's a violation of bona, and you can't actually use the strainer because it's a violation of borer. More about that in tomorrow. Is that